Okay. Today's Daf Mem, Daf Mem, one Lama Testament Bays on the bottom, second line from the bottom. And today's share is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsberg, Le'ilu Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. More about Avadim. We actually have some interesting stuff in the beginning of the Daf, at least. And here we go. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Hanina, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Rav. Eved Shenasa Es Bas Chorin Bifnei Rabo. If an Eved gets married in front of his master, he sends his master an invitation, and he gets married, and the master's sitting there watching this happen, then you know what? Yatza l'cheiros, he goes out free, because it's an act of a free person. Avadim don't have marriages, but here the Eved told the master he's getting married, and the master comes to the wedding, right? He's watching that chuppah happen, doesn't say a word. That's an indication that the master is freeing him. By the act of a free man. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, kol kach yesh biyadecha, you have so much to say, you have so much to hold from. Vani shone, but I held, hakosev shtar erisin l'shivchaso. I have a brayta that says as follows. If somebody writes a shtar to marry his own shivcha, right? He writes a shtar erisin for his own shivcha, Rav Meir Omer Mekudeshes. Rav Meir says they're married. V'chachamim Omrim Eina Mekudeshes. And the Chachamim say they're not married. Why are they not married? Right? You're writing your own shtar because that doesn't indicate freedom. What's the guy doing? So the Nachas Moshe says, He's living with this girl, and is living in his house. He has a tremendous hate to her for her, so he's thinking of marrying her. But that doesn't mean she's free. So it's a kasha. How could we say, make a blanket statement in the beginning of Amud Beis that if the master watches the wedding, he automatically becomes free? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas by yourself, certainly by somebody else. So kita amar Rabba Barav Shila kishirabo. Haniach lo tefillin, when the master puts on the tefillin, which you're going to have in a few minutes. Hachanami, here also, kishirabo hisio isha. When the master marries her off, not that the master's at the wedding, he's marrying her off. He arranged this shidduch. So then of course she's free. The master's arranged this marriage for her. So obviously he's freeing her. So the Gemara says, "Umiyak amidi de la aveda lo ma'avid leisura." Wait a minute, for someone else, it's not an iser, but v'ihu avad isura. And for himself, it is an iser. It doesn't make any sense. The Ayavitz explains, can't carry this whole thing about the Yetzihara because it's so easy to do this beheter, just free her. Nobody would do that. Nobody would have a Yetzihara overtake. People can have a Yetzihara overtake him 100%. But it's such an easy way out here. Just free the girl. So to marry her, but Isser, who would do that? So that's not a valid answer. So it doesn't make any sense. To go ahead and marry off the girl to somebody else, that the master would do better, and there's a machlokas whether he does it himself. That doesn't make any sense. So Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Hacha b'mayitzkina, you know what's going on here? The Amala, he said to her, Tzi'ibo, here is a shtar shichwer, the Hiskadashi Bo, and I'm going to marry you, I'm going to be Mekudeshes to you with that same document. Can I have one document do two things? Of course it's going to free you. The guy knows he can't marry a Shivcha. The guy knows that he has a strong Yetzirah. So do it right. You want to marry her so much? So then fine. No problem. Give her, get Shivcha, then marry her. No problem. So the question, it's exactly what he's doing. The question is, can you kill two birds at one stone? And that's the machlokas. Rav Meir Savar Yesh B'Loshan Hazeh Loshan Shichur. Yes, within a document of Harei At Mekudeshes Li, within that document is, of course, freedom. Of course, it's built in. Doesn't say it. It doesn't say in there, you are hereby free. What does it say? You are hereby married to me. V'Rabbanan Savar Yesh B'Loshan Hazeh Loshan Shichur. No, that's not Loshan of Shichur. What? Oh, it's an issue to free her. Right. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. That question is going to come every single story here. Every single case. No, it's going to come every single case. But so there are some answers that are going to be better than others. Hold off on that question about freeing her. The answer will come. Yeah.
Right away,
well, so she goes to the mikvah. I don't know the logistics. You have to figure out exactly the timeline. She goes to the mikvah, then she gets married. Sounds like Kasha. She goes to the mikvah. Now, the Rambam has a fascinating question. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Teth. Listen to this. Horu mikzas ha-ga'onim. Horu mikzas ha-ga'onim. The Gaonim, some Gaonim said that Shekal Isha Shabal from the Edim Tzricha Get. Any woman, fine. Chazaka, there's a Chazaka. What does that mean? Any woman that had a any woman that was had relations in front of a guy needs a get. Chazaka, She'ain Adam Ose Bi'ilaso Bi'ilaz Nos. Nobody will make his Bia into Averas. Therefore, V'higdilu V'hosifu B'dover Zeh Sha'ol Adaitam. And they went so far, the Gaonim, Ad Jehoro, they ruled, Shemish Yeshlo Ben Mimishpachto. If somebody has a kid in the house, where'd that kid come from? Whose kid is that? Right? They come to the house, there's a kid running around. Choshesh in Lo, we're Choshesh, that's a son. Velo Tisyabim Ishto, the husband dies. Nobody's going to do Yibim on that wife. There's a son running around. There's a boy running around. Shema shichvar shivchaso, maybe he freed his shivcha, v'achar kach ba'aleho. And then he had relations with her, they had a son. V'yesh mi shahoro, shevadai shecharar. He for sure was shichvar her. She'ein adam otze b'ilaso b'ilaznos. Which is exactly what this is. Our case is the same thing by a shtar. He gives her a shtar and says, Rebbe Kudeshes li, so of course she's free. It's a machlokas, right? Of course she's free. The Rambam says, the Gaonim said the same thing by Znus. Who is that girl? Who is that kid? Right? He must have freed her. What, is he going to live with a Shifcha? Nobody would do that. Says the Gaonim, he must have freed her. V'chal advarim ha'elu rechokim heim be'enai ad ma'od. I think that's far off, says the Rambam. Midarki ha'ara. I'm not going to pass them like that. V'ein royalismach aleihen. Can't rely on that. Shelo Amr, this is a very, very fascinating. Shelo Amr Chachamim Chazaka Zu. Chacham said such a rule that what? That nobody would make their Bi'ilah into Znus. Ela Be'ishto Shenizgarsha Bilvad. Only with your wife who you divorced. They're taking her back. Oba Mikdash Al Tanai Ubal Stam Shahare Ishto. Uba Ishto Hishachez Kasa She'eno Asa Bilasa Bilas Nus. Ach Yifrashi Bilas Nus. Only by your wife you say such a rule. Is she your wife? Is she not? You divorced her, you had a fight. Who knows? Mistami, you did the right thing. Nobody's going to mess around with their own wife. Aval b'shar ha-noshim. Ha-re kol zona she-becheskas she-bal shem's nuts ad she-yifarish she-hu shem kedushin. The other way around. Every bee is going to be considered znus unless we know otherwise. When it's your wife, we say it's all good unless we know otherwise. By everybody else, it's all bad unless we know otherwise, says the Rambam. The Ein Tzarach Lomer, Shifcha, of course, a Shifcha, O Goya, She'en Abbas Kedushin, She'en Choshen Shalok Klal. A Choshish for that. The Hare HaBen, Hare Mehen, Becheskas Goy. A child running around. Who's that woman? She's a Goy. We don't assume she was a who knows? The Eved Ad Shiyada Bevadesh and Eshtachra Imo Ones Gaira. Unless we know for sure, what do you mean? I was at that Gairus. She's 100% a kosher. If you know that, that's fine. Otherwise, we say the other way around. The Rosh says the Rabbi is 100% wrong. The Gaonim are 100% right. Why? Doesn't Agamara say that if you free her, if you give her a star, and she's married to you? The only question is, the only machlokas is, can one star accomplish two acts? That's the only machlokas. That's the only machlokas.
Oh, because if it doesn't free her, then how is there no kedusha?
That's what the Magen Mishnah says. Magen Mishnah says there's no raya that the Rambam is wrong. Could be he's 100% right. This Gemara is not a raya. It's not a raya either way. That the Rosh was trying to say, no, really, that really, really we're taking a stand on that issue. And the Magen Mishnah says we're not really taking a stand on this issue.
The thing is, Rambam's not talking about Bia. Maybe by
Exactly what the Magen Mishnah says. By Bia, who's going to say? Yeah, by a shtar. So if a guy's already going to the trouble of writing up a document, he can do it right. Might as well do it right already. But who said? It gets back a little bit to the Eitz HaHara. All right, a guy's got a tithes. Who's to say that it's all going to be done in kosher? Right? That's what was fascinating. That they tried very hard to get the. Okay, the action on today's daf actually is right here. A few more lines. Amar Rishu ben Levi. Rishu ben Levi said, "Eved shehiniach tefillin b'fnei rabo. If an eved puts on tefillin in front of his rebbe, yatza lecheiros. He goes out free. Why does he go out free? Because we're going to see in a minute. One more minute. Meisvei. One second. I have a kasha. Lo vehaimenu rabo. If the master lends the eved money, or she'asahu rabo apotropis, or the master appoints the eved to be an apotropis over his estate, right? Which are all these are acts of chashivas. You don't do this to slaves. Oh, she'niach tefillin v'fnei rabo, or the eved puts on tefillin in front of the rebbe, in front of the master. Harezeh, I'm sorry. Oh, she'karash al shapsuk ubeis hakneses, or the eved gets an aliyah. B'fnei Rabo, and the master sitting there watching this aliyah happen, harezeh lo yotzei lecheiros. They don't go out free. All these are chashuva acts. They're all chashuva things. Nobody would lend money to a slave. So isn't that an indication he's freeing him? So this b'raisa is not true at all. So how could Rabbi Shmuel Levi say that putting on tefillin is an indication of freedom? This b'raisa says it's not true. So Amar Rabbi Bar Shila. Kisharabu haniach lo tefillin. No, the master put on the tefillin on him. Not that he was sitting in the room watching the eved put on tefillin. You're right. That's no indication of freedom. But when the master goes and buys the tefillin and makes the whole party in the shul, just put my eved putting on tefillin today, that's an indication of freedom. Nobody would do that if they're not freeing the guy. That's the difference. Says Tosfos, it's the Tosfos of Tosfos now says something that Tosfos of Kishirabo v'lo mishum de lo mi'abed le'isur de mevarech aleihen. Not some issue here about the bracha, the ikka bracha levatola, and maybe you can tell me it's a bracha levatola. The hasuka v'lulav shofar over there is a little bit difficult. The kama mitzvos asei she'anoshim mevarechos. Many mitzvos women have no chiyuv to hear the shofar. It's lovely and beautiful if they do, and they can make a bracha. Ela mishum de ein. So what's pshat over here? Ela mishum de ein avadim regilim betfillin. Avadim did not wear tefillin. It was not done. The ii lav dishichrure. And if not for the fact that he would free him, lo havim manachle. He would never put them on. Right. So Tosfos clearly says that making a bracha when you're not mechuyev is something that you're allowed to do. Right? That's something you're allowed to do. The question is, so how can a woman say Vitzivanu? The Rambam says in Hilchas Tzitzis, of all places, it appears in Hilchas Tzitzis, Perkei Halachates, the Rambam says that if a woman wants to put on Tzitzis, it's no problem, she can. V'nashim v'avadim sheratu l'tzatef b'tzitzis mis'akfin below bracha, no bracha, V'chein shar kol mitzvos asei. Every mitzvah asei. Shanashim peturos mehen. Im rotzu lasosa. Below bracha. Ein mochen biyadon. No problem. Won't stop them. They could. Below bracha. Why? Smag says, because how can they say v'tzivanu? The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, because it's a bracha she'ein atzricha. Don't have to make that bracha. Then I'm a tzuveh. Similar to bracha she'ena tzricha, they're going to be over on losisa. If they're Hashem's name for no reason, that goes into the machlokas whether saying a bracha that's not necessary is a iser of losisa. Yeah. Right. Interesting. Also, because it's only lo sisa when the bracha is not necessary, but if it's so necessary, right. So it could be that's a built-in heter. That's a built-in exception. So, but how can you say v'tzivanu? Even if you hold it, even you hold it, not like the Rambam, hold it Tosfos. How can they say the word v'sivano? So the Rambam is a very cryptic statement. The Rambam says men are commanded, women are shayach, they also get tzchar. So the Olchanan says, how do they answer the question? How can they say v'sivano? So the Ksav Sofer says it's out of arvos. That's a huge question if women have arvos. So Rabbi Chanan says it's the Chizkuni in Parshas Bo that answers the question of all places. What does the Chizkuni in Parshas Bo say? The Chizkuni in Parshas, it's Rabbi Chanan. The Chizkuni in Parshas Bo says, it says in the Torah that you can eat matzah until the 21st day of Nisan. So Rashi asks, why do you have to tell me that? I know that already. It says Shivas Yom Tocha Matzahs. So Rashi says, the reason why you're adding on the statement, you have till the 21st day of Nisan to eat matzah, is to include the nights. So Rashi says, to include the nights. I wouldn't know the nights, I don't know the day. Shivas Yomim, how do I know the nights? No, till the 21st day, so the nights are included in that week. That's what Rashi says. So the Chizkuni asks, Heich Matzinu Lememar Lelos Minayin. What kind of question is that? How do you know the nights? Harikziv miyomim miyom harishon yom hashvi, from the first day to the seventh day. Vafiu leos mashma. It even includes the nights. What kind of question is that? How do I know the nights? This pasuk for the nights. It says the Chizkuni. Now Chizkuni never quotes where he gets things from. Almost always, he almost never quotes where he gets things from. This is such a yisod. It's a Chizkuni of all people. No makar. Ella. You get tzchar if you do it. V'lo onesh, but no onesh, kisha ein osin osam. Kigon, matzah b'layla harishon. V'yesh l'cha dvarim, there are other things, she'ein mekablin tzchar ba'asi yasam, v'tzchar, v'ein she'ein mekablin tzchar ba'asi yasam, v'tzchar kisha ein osin osam. Kigon, matzah b'layla harishon v'eilach. Umikom mako, mitzvahs, shivas, yamim, matzos, toche, luksiv, kolomer. Im alcha matzah kol shivas, yamim, kayim apostat, zeshal shivas, yamim, matzos, techelu. Lelos minayin, hey, kolomer. Im alcha kol shivas, lelos, matzah, minayin, shikayim es apostat. Tamud lomar, ad yom echer v'eshim, mikom mako, up till the 21st day. This is very similar to mitzvah kiyumis. Right, the Chizkuni. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's the geder of nashim. They are, of course, they get tzchar if they do it. They don't have to. Just like we have, men have it also. Do you make a bracha? Of course, you make a bracha. Of course. This is exactly what the Ran said. Men have a chiyuv, shayach to women, get tzchar. Of course, they make a bracha. What kind of question is it? That is how you can say v'tzivano. Okay?
There's two ways you can understand the Torah of the statement of the Rambam. Is it that they're commanded, but there's a Torah?
Right.
Or is it that they're just completely out of the parsha?
Right. Someone mentioned that. There's a command and then the Torah, or they're completely out of the parsha. Right. Because the Gemara says that the reason why, the Gemara in Masechtas Nida, the reason women are not chayav in Mitzvah Seishas Magrama is because they're home raising the children. That's not a modern thing. It's a Gemara that says that. They're home, therefore their duties are different. The Avodram takes that a step further. That's a Rishon, but it's a Gemara that says that. I had to mention this vart from the Beis Yitzchak. Yeah, the Yitzchak Hanan. The last pasuk of Parshas Bo says, "V'hoyu la'os al yadcha, be a sign on your hand, tefillin, ul'totafos b'ineinecha, ki b'chosek yadah tzionu Hashem yimitzrayim." Hashem says, the Master says, wear tefillin. The very next pasuk of the Torah is, Vahi b'shalach paros ha'am. No more avadim. You hear such a vart? I have to say that vart. I don't know who that is. What? The Ber Yitzchak? The Yitzchak Hanan. It is a Yitzchak Hanan. It is. It says in the back. It's a Yitzchak Hanan. Who is that? Oh, okay. No, that's not who it is. It's the Bnei Yitzchak or Rabbi Yitzchak Chanin. That's who he said that. Okay, here we go. Ki asar of dini amar b'yochanan. Misha amar b'shas misaso. If somebody says that he's about to die, plonis shivchasi. Plonis my shivcha. He says to the children, al yishtabdu ba. Don't work her anymore. In other words, I don't want her to be worked anymore. La'achar mosi, after I die, kofin es ha-yarshim, they force the yarshim, the kosvin law get shichur. To write a get shichur for her, the father said. So, the truth is, that lushan is not really a lushan of, I want her to be free. It was, I want her not to work. It's a big difference. Amru lefana v'rav amir v'rav asi, Rebbe, iatamode shebonera avadim. But wouldn't you agree that the children are going to become free? Are going to become avadim? In other words, fine. She can't. She doesn't have to. Maybe she doesn't have to serve you coffee every morning. She can't work too hard. But that she's free. And if you give her an Eved Kenani, that the children are not going to become avadim. Who said that? So it was a machlokes what that means. According to Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan, she's free. According to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, she's not free. Maybe you can't work her so bad. You have to listen to what the father said. So the Rosh explains that according to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that lashon of hishtabdi law is not a hafkas mama. It's not. Why? Because the get shichur wouldn't be needed in such a case, right? Misa would sever the relationship. We had that yesterday. So it's not. What is it? It's a nice request.
But Misa wouldn't sell
the
yarshim to the
yarshim. What? Yes, it is. You had that yesterday. No. If she's a gedola, she gets.
If it's yarshim, then of course it's not.
Oh, you're right. No, so that was where he didn't say anything. That was. Oh. Okay, so yeah, that's a good question. So what's the Rush talking about? Unless he say, this is going to come up, this is the question, Tosfos asked this question actually. What about Olam Tavodu? How could they?
That's on the father.
Right. So, Ki Asa Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rav Yochanan, Misha Amar B'Shas Misasu. Someone says at the time of the dying, Plonis Shivchasi Koras Ruach Asa Soli. My Shivcha was so good to me. She gave me such a good life. She was so, right, she eased my life. Yasila Koras Ruach. Let's do the same to her. Let's give her a good life now. What's the halacha? Kofin es hayarshim. We're forced to yarshim. V'osin lakoras ruach. To give her a good life. My time of why? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. It's a mitzvah to say what to be m'kayim divrei hameis. What about all him tavodu? Right? You're not allowed free slaves. So the Shitas HaKadmonim says that the idea of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis is so strong that will say hefker best in hefker and undo the avdus of this woman. That's a very difficult shita. We never saw that before. The Tosfos was.
I
don't know what she is exactly. Right.
The
so Tosfos says once the father said, "I would like for her to be free," once he said that, the shibud is broken, which explains the first case as well. Once he says such a statement, the shibud is broken. The yarshim are not allowed to work her anymore. So is it an avera on the father? I'm not sure. But the yarshim for sure can't work her anymore. So they might as well free her now. There's no more isser. They can't work her anyway. And that's what we might as well listen. We might as well do what the father said. Anyway, he already did half a job. We had this yesterday. This limbo state, right? You're only regarding work, not regarding isser. So you have such a concept coming up again. About this, it's like a two-stage process. It's about the money, the work, and then it's about the marriage to a Jew or to a non-Jew. Right? There's two stages. Once stage one is broken, you might as well break stage two. You might as well give her nachas ruach. That's the best I can come up with. Amar Amemar. Amemar has another statement. Hamafkir avdo, if somebody's mafkir his eved, also eved ain lo takhano. That eved has no takhano. That eved is stuck. Why? Why is he stuck? My timer, why? Gufa lo kanile. He can no longer, he doesn't own his guf anymore. He was mafkur him, right? He's mafkur him. And isura hu de ikagaba. The only thing left is who he can marry. And isura lo mochi maknila. That you can't be mocked to that. It's not a tangible thing. So the guy's stuck. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, wait a minute. Yesterday, we said, Rav said, nobody argued on that. Rav said, if a guy says, I'm this Yoish, on my Eved, how am I getting my Eved back? What did Rav say? He said that a shtar will help. Shtar will help. What's the difference? Right? That's what we said yesterday. The shtar is going to help. Rav said, write a shtar. Get the guy. Right? We said that once you have Yeish on the money, write a shtar for the Isser. And here, a Maimar says, a shtar doesn't help. So the Pnei Yeshua says there's a fundamental difference between Yeish and Hefker. There's no such thing, says the Pnei Yeshua, there's no such thing as Yeish by an Eved, mid Oraisa, because an Eved is like Karka. You can have Yeish on Karka, there it is. Right? So it's same so too with an Eved. Mid Rabbanon, made of such a thing as, no, you can have Yeish by an Eved. Since mid Oraisa there's no such thing, and only mid Rabbanon there's such a thing, Rav came along and said, no, write a shtar. Mid Oraisa there's no such thing, but here, you're being mafkert. You're being mafker him or her. So once you mafker him or her, that midoraisa is works. Now the guy's stuck. There's no one to marry. Why? Because there's no kinyan. Amar le'er vashila neimer saiv amar ula amar v'yochanan rav chibar avin amar rav echadze v'echadze yatzol l'cheiros. Whether you're makdish or mafker, they go out free. V'tzaruch get shechver, and they need to get shechver. So Amale, you're right. Sorry, they need to get shechver. They ain't lo takan, but they can't get one. You're right. They need one, but they just can't get one. Right? So Tosfos asks, in Sarfa Enel Takana, Tema, Demikshile Me'idach Reb Yochanan Da'amal El, what about beforehand? We said 2 days ago, Eved Shabarach, Mibes Hazum, if an Eved runs away, V'lo Od, Elakofrin Dis Rabo, you make the guy ride, you make the Rav free him, Alma Yesh Lo Takana. What's the answer? It's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. It makes a difference, it depends if it's Yeush or Mehefker. That case was Yeush. Right, my Eved ran away. I'm never getting that guy back. He's escaped from jail. Right? I'm never getting him back. He's a free man now. He's on the run.
But who writes to get Shechver?
So now we told him, so write against Shechver so he can marry somebody. You're not getting him back. You have Yeish already. So he's free regarding the work. Once he's free regarding the work, the mammon's gone. Write him a get. Let him marry somebody. He's no one to marry. That Pnei Yeshua answers this. Tosfos doesn't answer it. He didn't think of that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't agree with it. But that's the only what's wrong with that answer? What's wrong with that answer? Once you have Yeush, but Midrash there's no such thing as Yeush. But Midrabanan there is. Once you have Yeush, how are you getting this guy back? So the money connection's broken. Once the money connection is broken, you can't work him anyway. So might as well free him. Let him marry somebody. Otherwise, he's stuck.
Because if there's no kinyan kesef, then what gives the master the right to remove the kinyan isser? He's not the master anymore. At least
so he's the master regarding isser, but that's not something you can be machna. So you can't yarshin that. You can't.
Fine. Now, ikad yamri, another version. Amar meimar hamafkar avdo umeis oso ha'eved. If you're umeis, if you mafker an Eved and then you die, also Eved ain't lo takana. Again, that Eved has no takana. My time, but why not? Because gufei lo kanile, you don't own him anymore, you freed him, and isuruhu de ikagaba, the only thing left is an iser. The isuru levre lo maris, you can't yarshin that to your son. You can yarshin the fact that there's an iser relationship with this guy. You can't yarshin that. Amalei Rav Ashi la'beimer, what do you mean? Vakiyasar avdimi amar v'yochanan dur avdimi. You guys have Dimi Amar Yochanan, but wait a minute. Rav Dimi said that Echadev Yechadev, you write him against Shechver. So the Gemara says no. Rav Dimi Tuusihi. That's Rav Dimi's wrong. He's wrong. Amalei Mai Tuusa. What's the mistake? Delo Amra Beloshon Shechver. What? Because he didn't use the Loshon of Shechver. That's why. That's a technicality. Ha Amra Beloshon Shechver. Had he said the Loshon of Shechver, Ha Chanami, it would be good. Fine, so Rav Dimi's case, he didn't say a Lashon. I should say the Lashon, it'll be good. So the Gemara says, no, Amalei, not Rav Shulman by Yehuda severely. I hold like Rav Shulman by Yehuda. I hold that that's the version that happened. That never happened, Rav Dimi. The whole story's not true. I take issue with that whole story. That never happened. Someone said, Rav Dimi said that. He never said it. So therefore, it's not a kasha. Now, Hahu discarta the Avdi.
There was some kind of town of Avadim. Some kind of situation like that.
that the Azdabin La'Ovdei Kochavim, they were selling Ovdei Kochavim, right? And what happened? Kalu Marvasa Basroi, they had sold this Eved to a guy. And then the guy died. So the Eved wanted to be free. So Asa L'Kamei D'Ravina, the Eved came in front of Ravina, Amalahu, and Ravina said, Zilu Ahadru Avnei Marvasa, go back to the children of the first master. In other words, this Eved Kanani was owned by a master, by a Jewish master. He sold him to a guy. The guy died. Now he wants to be free. So he goes back to the Ravina, and he says, listen, Ravina, what's the story with me? So go back to your first master. So the Rosh explains that the Eved said, no, he's also dead. So go to his children, and have them write, Kamai, Adari Avnei Marvasa Kamai, go to the children of the first master, V'yichtavu l'chu gita d'chirusa, and let them write a get for you. So Amar Le Rabbanan Le Ravina, Ayv Amar Meir Mafka Avdu Meis, Osu Eved Eino Takana. What do you mean? He was Mafgrim, and now that he died, there's no Takana. You're going back to the children? So Amar Lehu, no, I'm not Kravdimi severely. I hold like Kravdimi. So Amrule, the Ravdimi to Usihi. Ravdimi's not even correct. He made a mistake. So Amrulehu, my to Usi, what was the mistake? The law Amr Balash and Shikhwar. Because in Ravdimi's case, he didn't say it straight out. So Ha Amr Balash and Shikhwar. If you say it straight out, Ha Chanami, it's no problem. And you know what? Vihilcha Tzakaravina, that's how we pass him. So they do have, they're not till stock. They have an out. The children can write the Shtar. Hahu Avda, listen to this. Hu Avda the Beitrei, there was an Eved owned by two people. Kom Chad Minayhu Vishikhure, Lapalge, and one partner freed half. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah is going to say, that if ever two partners own somebody as a partnership, and one frees him, Bezin will force the other one to free him too. So what happened? One freed him. So the other one says, uh-oh, Bezin's going to force me to free him. I don't want to lose half an Eved. Well, you know what? Amar Idr Hashta Shmi Bi Rabbana. The Rabbana are going to hear that my partner freed him. Umatsid Le Minoi. And they're going to make me free him too. They're going to lose out. It's a good Eved. It's a good worker. It's a strong guy. Azal, what'd he do? Akniye Livno Katon. He was makne his half of the Eved to his son, who's a Katon. Why? Because once, now that he belongs to the Katon, there's no way they're going to get it away from the Katon. Because he's a Katon. You hear this? What? The cotton can't make a kinyan. The cotton can only make a kinyan to receive, not to give. Right? So we said, even if he's makne it al das acherim, you have to say, how's the cotton giving it back? Can't do it. So at least he's got till 13, till that boy's 13, and then Bezin can force him. But until then, they can't touch him.
I mean, it's not
something
other than
a father,
but it's also a chov. Chov
for who?
Fine, so
it. So but it's how could he be mad? It's a very difficult Gemara, because what we're going to do now, what the Rabbanan did now, is even more difficult. Hold on, I'm not sure I understand this fully. So Shalach Le Rav Yosef braid the Rav Lekamidur of Papa. What do we do? Shalach Le, you know what? Kasher Asa Kedi Asa Lo. What he did, we'll do to him. Gemulo Yashav Lo Barosha. We'll return the favor to him. In other words, we'll play his game. Anan Kimlon Biyinuka Demekarva Daite Legabe Zuse. Everybody knows that kids love the jangle of coins. When they see coins, they want the coins. So Mukminin Le Apotropus. Let's appoint an Apotropus to make sure that the half of Eved that the Kata now owns is accurate. Right? Well, so we'll appoint an Apotropus to him. Umakarshkash Le Zuse. We'll have the Eved jingle some coins. And the Eved will say, and the Katan will say, oh, I want those coins. And the Eved will say, fine, sell me. Right? The Kasav Lagita, the Chirusa Al Shemei, and we will write a Get Shichur, which the Apotropos will hand over to the Eved, for the Katan. The Katan can't do it. See how exactly the halacha does this work? It's a huge machlokas here. What exactly is going on here? Somehow, Rashi says that Bezdin can't force the Eved can't force the child to do it, and Bezdin can't force the Apotropos to do it either. Somehow, the child's desire for those coins, even though he's a katan, Rashi says he's old enough
for Mekach u'Memkar. So because of Darki Shalom, we allow a katan, a seven-year-old boy, to go into the store and buy a loaf of bread. We allow that. Because if the mother says, listen, Yankala, go to the store and buy a loaf of bread. So the store owner, oh no, here comes a katan. If I give it to him, I don't have to give him the money because I'm going to be back then. We don't have to say all that. So same thing over here. The problem is, we're not talking about buying a loaf of bread. We're talking about being matna and eved. How does a katan do that? That's the problem with Rashi. So you have to, it's a big, big, big discussion over here. Somehow, halachically, somehow the transfer takes place, and we got the eved away from the katan. Yeah. Yeah, you need the apotropos. Without the apotropos, it's never going to... Right. So, but still, it's not metalical and it's not mekach u'memkar. Yeah, they're calling it that because they're writing. That's not what's going on here. It's not mekach u'memkar. It's not like buying bread. No, buying bread from a... We're in a takana that will accept the dollar from a cotton because otherwise it can't have society. That's not what's going on here. Right? The guy's being freed. It's a whole different world. Rashi's comparing apples and oranges. All right, Rashi could do that. He's Rashi. The Rishon didn't like it. If they find other reasons why it's permissible. What? Hefker is an hefker, right? So it always works. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'omer, if someone says, Asisi ploni avdi ben chorin. I made my eved ben chorin. Or asoi ben chorin. I'm making him ben chorin. Hareze ben chorin. Or he's a ben chorin. You know what? All these cases, hareze ben chorin. He's a ben chorin. But if he says, Asenu ben chorin, I will make him a ben chorin, Rebbe Omer kona, Rebbe says, also good, Vechacham Omerim lo kona, it's no good, Omer Yochanan v'kulam b'shtar. All have to be written. There's no such thing as an amira. What we mean is, it says in the document, all these lashonos. So even Reb Meir will hold, if it says in the document, I will free him, that is enough. And the Chacham argue. But if all of the document, there's no such thing as a stam words alone can work. Tanu Rabbanan, similar. Ha'omer, if someone says, Nasati said, Leplonis Leploni, I gave this field to someone as a gift. Nesuna Leploni, it's given over as a gift. Harehi Shalo, it belongs, or it belongs to him. Harehi Shalo, it belongs to him. Et Nana Leploni, if I will give it, Rameir Omer Kona, it works. Vichacham Omer Lo Kona, it doesn't work. Amr of Yochanan, again, Vakula Mishtar. It all has to be written down. No such thing as oral gifts. It has to be written down. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Ha'omer, if someone says, Asisi Ploni Avdi Ben Chorin, I made so-and-so a Ben Chorin, for who Omer, and the guy says, it's not true. Lo Asani, he didn't make me free. I never knew that. So the Gemara says, Choshashin, we're afraid, Shema Zichel O'ai De Acher, maybe he was Zocha the Eved's freedom with somebody else, and the Eved never knew. And, it'll be good. Kasavti vinasati lo. But if somebody says, I wrote him a shtar, and I handed him the shtar. V'hu omer lo, v'hu omer, and the Eved says, lo kasavli vinasati lo. That never happened. I wish it would have, but I gotta be honest, it never happened. So you know what? Hodas baldin kime eidim dami. He's admitting something to his detriment. We don't believe him. We believe him. I'm sorry. We believe him. He's not a free man. Similar, Omer Nasati Ploni Plonis Laploni. If I gave such and such a field to such and such a person, Vuha Omer Lo Nosanli, that would be great if it did, but it never happened. I never got that field. Chashina were afraid. Shem Ezichelo Ayde Acher. Maybe he wrote it, gave it to someone else on behalf of Reuven. And Reuven doesn't know. Zachin Shalodos, well, this guy's got a field now. Kasafti Vinasati Lo. But if he says, I wrote it, I gave it to him, I handed it to him. Vahu Omer and Reuven says low cost of low nothing. That never happened. It would be great if it did, but it never did. Hadas Baldin Kame Adam Dami. Right? Then Hadas Baldin is like 100 witnesses, and Reuven does not own it. So me ochel peros. Who eats the peros? The Mefarshim explained. The Gemara is just reiterating this opinion. It's reiterating that what the halach is. Rav Chisda Omer knows in ochel peros. The giver. Why? Because the receiver never got it. So the giver belongs to the giver. Rabbi Omar, Mishal Sonas Aperos. And Rabbi says, no, we put the peros into Elio, we put the peros in escrow until Elio Anovi comes, because maybe the guy really did get it. You know what? Velo Pligit, there's no machlokas here. Haba Abba Habibra. One's talking about where the father's there. In other words, the Reuven's alive.
and one's talking about a roommate's not alive. So the children say, we don't know what happened with my father. Maybe Yitaka gave it to my father. He gave him a shtar. I don't know. So if they don't know, and the guy says, I gave it to you, I'm telling you, I gave it to your father. And they say, we just don't know. It goes in, nowhere has it. No one gets it till Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Maybe we'll be Zochah. Maybe he'll come today. All right? We'll stop here, and if he doesn't come today, and even if he does, we'll pick up again tomorrow.